The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Settling into a sustained present moment awareness. I believe I mentioned last week this simple line from one of our Dharma teachers in the wider Buddhist tradition here in the West. He says that this intention to remember, it's like this now. He says, an intention so persevering, it becomes a kind of love. So this simple intention, the sustained present moment awareness, to remember it's like this now, it's not passive. In a sense, it's a receptive quality of the mind, but the remembering that this is being known is something active, actively being renewed moment by moment by moment by moment. The mind is remembering to recognize that this is being known. Part of what can ignite and sustain this persevering effort and practice to be aware is what Sylvia Boorstein says in talking about investigation. She describes investigation as that quality of mind that meets experience with the expectation that deeper looking, or you could say more continuous looking, will reveal hidden secrets. And I'm sure you can sense this when there is some continuity, this very simple remembering, it's like this moment by moment. You'll sense this quality of awe, like there are secrets here to be revealed. Things the mind has yet to see and understand that are right here. And all that's required is this persistent or persevering present moment awareness and a sense of humility or interest. So remember, to use the structures that support this continuity of awareness, this sustained present moment, mindful awareness, certain thoughts, certain phrases that direct the attention here, recognizing the simplicity of what's being known. Using particular training grounds, whole body awareness, for example. But remembering it's not about getting somewhere, it's about understanding what's here now. Being intimate all the secrets, the great mystery, all insights, of course, can only be here and now. So we see that what's in the way is doubt and the wrong view that tells us it's somewhere else. Or the wrong view that triggers a kind of striving energy that distorts what's arising in the moment. So the first level of investigation is just to have interest in what supports this simple, sustained, present moment awareness and what gets in the way. And this is the important first thing to investigate. What does support this very simple but powerful, sustained present moment awareness? And how is it that the mind regularly gets off the rails, gets caught up in thought, or falls into a trance, sleepy state? No need to go beyond that level of interest or investigation for now. Learning not to be confused by thoughts that arise or mental images. Mental images are just that, something being seen in the mind. Thoughts are just thoughts being known. Whatever sustained present moment awareness is, it's not dependent on thoughts or mental images or any mental construction. Of course, there may be thoughts, there may be mental images, but the mind's not confused or not dependent. So the first thing, that some degree of sustained present moment awareness will reveal, is what is supportive and what is not helpful in terms of this sustaining present moment awareness. What's skillful in terms of sustaining mindful awareness, and what's unskillful in the sense of disrupting, distracting this awareness. It's not about judging, and it's not even about fixing, getting rid of what's unskillful. Just to be curious about why at times there is a sustained, relaxed, clear knowing of experiences coming and going, and why at other times the mind is identified with being confused or struggling in this or that way, lost in thought. It's as if we're observing a natural process that at times has a beautiful coherence, beautiful rhythm, and at other times that more wild, more disorderly. But we're not judging it, we're just curious about this range of movement from a more settled, orderly, smooth, beautiful, unfolding, and then at other times a rougher, more agitated, more disturbed unfolding. And in investigating what's skillful and unskillful in terms of how the mind, the heart is unfolding, it can be appropriate to ask questions, questions that don't lead to mental proliferation, but questions that clarify what's here, or clarify this conditional unfolding of the mind. Something simple like, is there greed in the mind now? Does the mind want something, trying to get something? A related question, is there aversion in the mind now? The mind pushing something away, trying to get rid of something? What is it that the mind's unwilling to accept, unwilling to include, that's here and now in the experience of the body and mind? Of course, there are many different questions you can ask. in a skillful way that allows the mind to be even more open or intimate. Even the question, what's here now, but not being clearly seen? Supporting more humility. As many of you know, at the heart of developing a sustained present moment awareness, for most of us, is to rely on a very direct and immediate connecting with sensation. Could be specifically the sensation of the breathing process, or the whole body together as a dance of sensation. Could be hearing, we need to break free of the habit of thinking about things or being caught in the conceptual meaning that the mind is in the habit of constructing. And one of the most skillful ways to do that is to cultivate an interest in the non-conceptual reality of sensation. Breathing in, breathing out, or whole body. But of course not the mental image of the body or the breath, not the thoughts about the breath or the body, but the immediate moment-to-moment unfolding of sensation. To be interested in that unfolding. And to therefore let go of the whole world of constructed meaning, the don't-know mind, getting a clearer sense of this non-conceptual investigation. What is the movement of breath absent of the constructed conceptual meaning the mind can create? What is it as a moment-to-moment happening? The breath, the body, hearing, or whatever aspect of experience you're training your mind to connect and sustain with. curious about what's subtle, non-conceptual, does the mind need to be dependent on thought or meaning, mental image? And for the last few minutes, using present moment experiencing and this particular teaching, Buddha tells us that the nature of experience is something being known. So we can use that idea, that framing, than to look at this unfolding, something being known. So investigate meeting experience with this frame as something being known. Never more, never less. Moment by moment, something's being known. This is being known. It might be a reaction in the mind is being known, or a sound is being known, sensation, whole body. And it makes no difference whatsoever what it is that's being known. The investigation, the mind is interested in holding or meeting, understanding experience in this simple way. Something's being known. This is being known. Now this is being known. Of course, not the words, no need to repeat those words. So with this practice, whether there are skillful qualities in the mind that are expressing themselves or unskillful qualities, it's really the same. Something's being known. And it never stops. There's always another thing that's being known. The moments never repeat. Teasing out unnecessary effort or tension doesn't require tension to remember that something's being known. Although you might be aware that tension's being known.